personal sense of hope. When we hear heartfelt and inspiring stories of people who have survived seemingly unsurvivable situations, the two questions usually asked of them are, number one, how did you do it? And number two, what kept you from simply giving up? It's worth exploring the way these two questions are answered because of the similarity of the emotional impact. As different as specific traumatic situations may appear from one another, whether from crimes to natural disasters, almost universally, those who survive and recover in a healthy way say that they were sustained by their sense of optimism and their sense of hope. I remember seeing the television footage of the American hostages being taken from the U.S. Embassy in Iran in 1979, and the effect these images had on my office coworkers as well as me. At first, we shared the sense, reflected by so many people in the world, that surely the situation would be resolved quickly. As the days and weeks of their captivity dragged on, however, it became obvious that there would be no quick solution or relief for those being held prisoner. Even then, however, I don't think anyone, myself, my coworkers, my circle of friends, or the leaders of the nations involved, had any idea that the situation that would become known as the Iran hostage crisis would last as long as it did, a total of 444 days. During the interviews that followed the freeing of the captives, we began to gain insights into what sustained them for over a year after their ordeal began. A number of the former hostages cited their spirituality and their love of their families, both of which gave them hope as keys to their survival. In a 2012 interview, retired Air Force Colonel Tom Schaefer, one of the 52 American hostages, commented, quote, "My bottom line was that my faith in God and belief in the power of prayer got me through it all," end of quote. Well, on December 4, 1991, another hostage situation came to a close as Terry Anderson was released from his captivity at the hands of Hezbollah, a political party in Lebanon, which had begun nearly 7 years earlier. Anderson, who was the bureau chief for the Associated Press in Beirut at the time he was taken, presently has the dubious distinction of being the longest held American political captive in the Middle East to date. His ordeal of solitude, fear, and resilience lasted for a total of 2,454 days, just under 7 years. In an interview following his release, Anderson attributed his strength and good health to his optimism and his sense of hope. The optimism came from the sense that he always believed his captors would spare his life. The hope of the freedom that awaited him when his situation was resolved was what he called the key to the discipline of taking his captivity hour by hour, an exercise that he called mentally doing time. Well, hope is more than an unfounded belief or the powerless wish of a better time. Hope is essential for our well-being. In 1991, psychologist Charles R. Snyder and his colleagues developed the scientific approach to studying the often undervalued role of hope in our lives. The approach is actually known as hope theory. Clarifying the importance of our experience of hope, cognitive psychologist Scott Barry Kaufman says, "Having goals is not enough. Hope allows people to approach problems with a mindset and strategy set suitable to success, thereby increasing the chances they will actually accomplish their goals." From studies such as these and others, it's clear that science is catching up with what people in desperate situations have known intuitively for centuries. Our sense of hope gives us the reason to expect a better tomorrow.